And now let's go down to public address announcer Bill Allison with the starters.
5'4" senior number 3, Gina Nikaza. A 5'8" junior number 10, Molly Quirk. A 5'10" senior number 20, Lauren Mathy. A 6-foot senior number 22, Maeve Campbell. And a 6-foot sophomore, number 30, Abby Schmidt. Your trio coached by Terry Rogers, assisted by Billy Bottle and Larry Grody. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6" freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. A 5'8" junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7" sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. A 5'9" junior, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. And a 5'6" senior, number 10, Whitney Daler. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard, Jenna Finley, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Our officials today, the referee is Gary Tissue of Milan. He'll be assisted by Mark Gerlash of Sherrard and Scott Calhoun of Coal Valley. Nutrier's dressed in the dark blue uniforms with the blue, lighter blue numbers with white trim. And I can't see them there. I think they have Nutrier across the chest. And the Silver Streaks dressed in their home white uniforms with the black trim. They have streaks across the chest. And they do have Nutrier across the front. Nutrier does. Galesburg will be moving from right to left in the first half, which is east to west here at John Thiel Gym. And Nutrier from left to right, which is west to east.
Well, this should be a good game for the Streaks, a little bit of a gauge. I think that they were mentally down against Moline, especially after the news that Mynika wasn't on the team anymore, just coming the day before. So hopefully they'll be able to bounce back in this one.
At center court, Abby Schmidt and Sarah Baker will jump it, and it's controlled by Nutrier. This is Mikaza into the front court. Now into the corner, the three-pointer right from the right corner is going to be through by Molly Quirk. So Nutrier hits the three immediately. Back comes Galesburg. Shelby Pacheco on the dribble around the three-point line. Now to Baker. They got it out to Howard. That was almost knocked away by Quirk, but they get it back. Galesburg now, but here's a baseline drive by Baker. She'll put it up air ball. The rebound underneath controlled by Molly Quirk. Now the outlet pass. Back on the attack comes Mathy now to Quirk. Now underneath to Campbell. Left-handed layup no good. And the rebound controlled underneath by Pacheco of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boyer. The Streaks on the attack right to left. To Pacheco between the circles for Galesburg. She'll dribble around the three-point line right side. Pops it out to Sarah Baker beyond the three-point line. Now to Jessica Howard. Howard back on the right side to Daler. Whitney Daler had it tipped away. The ball goes down on the floor. Fought for at center court, and we'll get a jump ball here.
Well, that was just a lazy pass by Whitney Daler. She's got to be stronger with the ball. The senior needs to understand right there that they're playing the passing lane. She's got to either give a pass fake right there, or she's got to go with the bounce pass.
Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Howard gets it into Pacheco. Now to Baker, high right side. Top of the key to Daler. Bounce pass now to Howard. Howard now on the dribble. She drives the baseline. Works against Molly Quirk. Now picks up the dribble. Looking. Gets it to Daler, who's going to bring it up top to Bailey Boyer. 6:43 to go first quarter. 3-0 Nutrier. Just underway at John Thiel Gym. Right side Bailey Boyer to Pacheco. She's double teamed in the paint. Now still has the ball. Gets a bounce pass out to Daler. Now cross or top of the key to Sarah Baker. Baker one dribble. Still up top. Now to Bailey Boyer at center court. Boyer's going to get a pick right side. She'll drive all the way to the hoop. Put it up no good. And we'll get a whistle and a travel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought she was hit before there was any kind of steps there.
Well, Bailey Boyer needs to be a little bit more active on going right up with that ball. She looks for the contact first, and I think that's what got her in trouble right there.
Full court pressure, but Nutrier beats it easily. Now on the right side, here's the jumper is going to be around no good by Maeve Campbell, and the rebound's going to be pulled down by Bailey Boyer. Back comes Galesburg right to left. Now top of the key to Pacheco with 6 minutes to go first quarter. Shelby drives around the three-point line. Now back on the right side, they'll get it to Daler. Bounce pass over to Howard. Howard almost lost it out of bounds on the near side, but got it back to Bailey Boyer at center court. Boyer one dribble. She'll pick it up. Good defense by Nutrier, and Galesburg just has all kinds of trouble as Nutrier's bodying him right up.
Yeah, and the other problem the Streaks are having is Nutrier's in a real aggressive man-to-man, and the Streaks are keeping an unbalanced floor on the offense. So there's four girls on one side of the floor, which is making it a lot easier for Nutrier to use their pressure D.
Streaks throw it away. It's Nutrier's ball and the Galesburg turnover. Back comes Molly Quirk all the way down court. Now to Campbell on the right side. She'll take the shot in and out, no good. Rebound Pacheco for Galesburg, but she lost it underneath. She was hit. Now the ball on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball here. Evan Massey's up screaming at Scott Calhoun. I think he wanted a foul or something there on Pacheco when she came down with that rebound. It's going to be Nutrier's ball this time on the alternating possession.
Well, the Streaks have got to be strong with those rebounds. I think right there, Shelby did a good job, may have had a foul, but can't give these second possessions.
Here's Mykaza now. She takes the three-point shot, no good. The rebound in the lane is controlled by Jamie Johnson. Back comes Galesburg. They've got the second unit in now. Ty Peachy has it center court. Peachy on the right side tried to get a pass to Pacheco, who stayed in. It was intercepted by Schmidt. Schmidt brings it all the way down, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Jim, I can't remember the last time the Streaks picked up a charge. And right there, Ty Peachy holding her ground as the new Trier Trevian came right into her chart and gets called for the charge.
Abby Schmidt is called for the foul. She's a 6-foot junior, sophomore, and that's the first team foul whistled against New Trier. We have a 30-second timeout called by the Trevians.
Well, the Streaks have had a lot of opportunities here in the early going, Jim. Only 3 points on the board. We've had seen Maeve Campbell, the stellar center for the Trevians, miss three baseline jump shots so far, and the Streaks have been able to retain possession on most of them. But just have not been able to take advantage of things on the offensive end. Already four turnovers for the Streaks in the early going. Have to limit the turnovers, and they have to start taking advantage when they have these opportunities.
Galesburg has yet to score. There's 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. Now Peachy lost it at center court, kicked it ahead, but it was picked up by Mangieri. Now it's knocked away by Nutrier. Back down court, and it's going to be put up and through by Molly Quirk. Quirk got the steal, brought it down, stopped, and now Massey has seen enough. He's going to call a timeout here. And this will be another 30-second timeout, and I think he's going to put the first string back in, or at least some of them.
Well, I think he's going to need to, because it seems that when Mangieri and Peachy have had issues getting trapped up by the half-court line, and we've talked about this before, Jim, when you allow yourself to get trapped up by the half-court line, you're creating almost a no-man's zone, because you can't go backwards because the half-court line's there. You can't go to the side because you're right up along the sideline. They need to work on getting the ball in the middle of the floor and working it more towards the three-point arc before they start their offense.
We see Dr. Pete Peterson down here, the famous Lexus veterinarian, and his family. His two granddaughters, who are twins, play on the sophomore team. Galesburg sophomores beat Nutrier 66-39. Now after the timeout, Galesburg will come into the front court. Here's Howard on the left side to Jamie Johnson, who's in there. Johnson has it tipped away, and it's going to be picked up by Gina Nakaza. Nakaza back down court, got it to Molly Quirk, back out to Nakaza. Nakaza now, top of the key to Quirk, now to Nakaza. Now they'll go on the left side to Abby Schmidt. She tried to drive against Daler in the corner. Back out now, top of the key. They get it to Schmidt again, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg.
Two words for the Streaks here in the early going, Jim: pass fake. Every one of the girls has gotten trapped to basically look down where they're going to pass the ball, and Nutrier's just jumping at every pass, and they've been able to tip them all away.
Now Pacheco out beyond the three-point line is going to be called for the travel, and Galesburg is going to turn it over. It's still 5-0. Nutrier, 4:25 to go. First quarter, the Streaks have yet to score in this game. Back on the attack now, Gina Nikaza. High post to Campbell, or Campbell underneath, rather, as the pass came in from Schmidt, and Maeve Campbell puts up her first of the ball game, and it's 7-0, Nutrier. Back on the attack, Pacheco. Top of the key, Shelby. Now on the dribble left side, looks out for Jamie Johnson. They're cutting that pass off, and now it's going to go off Howard out of bounds. They're stepping in front when they come on the wing, and they want to get that pass back out. They're not letting him do it.
Well, it's definitely some good good scouting here by New Trier. They know pretty much what the Streaks want to do on their offense, and they're jumping the passing lanes. Again, as we've talked before, when we've seen other teams that jump the passing lanes like this, what the Streaks need to do is they need to back cut. Once you come out, you let them jump that pass lane, you go back door, and you have wide open back cuts.
Maggie Lyon in, Gina Nikaza out for New Trier. Now the pass goes right underneath to Campbell. She missed the easy one. The rebound underneath Maggie Lyon, and we'll get a jump ball here, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, right there, the Streaks dodged the bullet because it was Lyon who got free on the back cut, and she put up a wide open shot and just missed it.
Back comes Sarah Baker. Baker on the dribble now right in front of us in the corner. She gets the pass out to Whitney Daler. Now they get the ball to Bailey Boyer. Bailey's going to drive inside, and we'll get a whistle here, and a foul is going to be called. And they're going to call the foul against New Trier, it looks like, and I think they'll get Maeve Campbell.
Well, I'm kind of surprised this isn't a shooting foul. It looked like Bailey Boyer was going up with the shot, but it's going to be a baseline inbounds.
That's the first on Campbell, second team foul. Ball comes in and is tossed away on the inbounds pass, and New Trier gets it back. Down court now, Molly Quirk comes cross court to Campbell. Back up top now over to Quirk on the right side. She'll take the 15-foot jumper. Good. Molly Quirk with 7 points in the first quarter, and it's 9-0 New Trier. Look out. Now here's Jamie Johnson. Johnson has it top of the key with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. The Streaks not on the board yet. Not a Daler. Daler has it at center court on the dribble as she works against Lauren Matthey. Daler on the right side now holds up the dribble. A bounce pass out to Sarah Baker. Baker tried to drive inside and she was hit, and they'll call a double dribble here as the ball was knocked away from her.
Well, I didn't necessarily agree with that call. It looked like the ball got tipped away from Baker when she got it back. Right now the Streaks playing without a true back-to-the-basket post player in there. Jamie Johnson's about the closest they have, but she seems to want to play more of a forward spot as well as Sarah Baker.
Now Maeve Campbell has it on the left wing for New Trier. Comes up top of the key to Amy Hart, who's into the game. Now back to Lauren Matthey. Matthey now will dribble around the three-point line. She's bumped by Daler, and now the ball's going to roll away and be picked up by Baker. Back comes Galesburg right to left. Sarah Baker now comes down, holds up left wing, gets it back up top to Jamie Johnson, now to Mangieri. 2:30 to go, first quarter. 9-0 New Trier. Mangieri out at center court. A bounce pass to Howard here on the near side for the Streaks. Jessica Howard with the left-handed dribble. She'll come all the way down to the corner. Now picks up her dribble. Back out now to Mangieri. Mangieri will have the ball. Boy, they don't even have a chance for a three, you know?
Yeah, this is starting to look like the beginning of the Allman game.
Yeah. Now Howard will drive the paint. Has it tipped away from her, and it's picked up by Matthey of New Trier. Lauren Matthey brings it all the way down on the dribble. Pops it out left side. Here's the three-pointer from the corner. No good. The rebound underneath Maeve Campbell, and Campbell's going to put it up and through. Maeve Campbell has four. Massey's going to take a timeout here. It's full with a minute 58 to go, first quarter. It's New Trier 11, Galesburg nothing. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East May Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team travels to Quincy tonight. I'm Jim Wyman. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action, beginning with the pregame show at 6:40 here on WGIL. Not tonight. We're not going to Quincy tonight. Sarah Baker will have it after the full timeout. The Streaks trail 11-0. Now to Pacheco. She was going to go take a shot, but kicked it away. Picked up by Maggie Lyon of New Trier. Back come the Trevians on the attack left to right. Maggie Lyon holds up high right side. Out to Lauren Matthey. Now to Maeve Campbell. Minute 37 to go here in the first quarter. Now the give and go underneath, and the shot is going to go up and through, and Nutrier is going to have a basket. We're having trouble picking up their numbers because they've got blue numbers on blue uniforms. That was Lauren Matthew who got that basket, and it's 13 to nothing. Back comes Galesburg. Now the Streaks, a bounce pass now from Mangieri out to Daler, top of the key. Now to Pacheco. Pacheco to Baker. Baker on the left side, Whitney Daler, give and go to Shelby. She'll put it up no good, but we'll get a foul called here against Claire Miller of Nutrier.
Well, let's see if Pacheco can break the goose egg from the free throw line. The Streaks have realistically only gotten two shots up in this first quarter so far, both by Sarah Baker.
And they haven't hit the rim.
No. And Bailey got a couple up, but one of them she was called for traveling, and the other one she was called for, or there was a foul on her that she was fouled.
Streaks are on the board. Maeve Campbell goes out. Abby Schmidt back in for the Trevians. One more for Shelby Pacheco, the 5'9 junior. She scored 10 points against Moline on Thursday night. The Streaks fell to the Lady Maroons 70 to 36. Pacheco's second, also good. She's going to go out. Jamie Johnson back in for the Streaks. It's 13 to 2. Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Catman Jerry, Whitney Daler, and Sarah Baker on the floor for Galesburg. Full court pressure now, and Howard's going to steal it in the backcourt, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here against Abby Schmidt. That'll be her second. No, maybe it's not against Abby Schmidt.
I didn't hear who they had that one. 21, Amy Hart.
Yep, so Amy Hart's first. That'll be the fourth team foul. So Galesburg will have it after the foul. Jamie Johnson gets it on the left side to Sarah Baker. Baker now comes on the dribble right in front of us down here on the left wing. Baker looking now to Daler. Daler has Mangieri open top of the key. She's going to drive the right side, put it up, but it was blocked by Nutrier's Maggie Lyon, and she pulls it out of the air and will bring it back left to right. Lyon now on the left side. I think that's Nikaza who's back into the game. Now they'll go around the three-point line and get it on the far right side to Claire Miller. Back up top now. On the drive, this is Amy Hart. She goes all the way to the baseline, puts it up no good. The rebound fought for underneath and pulled down by Jamie Johnson of Galesburg. Nice rebound. Ahead to Baker. Two-on-two break. Right side to Daler. Daler will not take the shot. She had it, but she passed it up. Back out now to Mangieri with 15 seconds to go first quarter. 13-2 in favor of Nutrier. Now to Johnson out center court. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. To Mangieri. Mangieri now on the dribble. Left-handed dribble. She'll go all the way to the basket. Puts it up no good. And the ball's going to be picked up at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first quarter and the score. It's Nutrier 13, Galesburg 2. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Oh, having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Bree Loves.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
We're back. Started the second quarter. Nutrier brought the ball. They had the ball to start the second quarter, and then Lauren Matthew was just fouled by Sarah Baker, her first and the first team foul. Matthew made the second of the two free throws, and it's 14-2 in favor of Nutrier. This is Bailey Boyer. Here's Howard with the three, top of the key. Yes! Jessica Howard got the open three-pointer, and she took it. And it's 14-5 in favor of New Trier. Now the pressure by the Streaks, but they drop off. Here's Haley Campbell into the game, Maeve's sister, and the shot went inside. The shot up by Abby Schmidt, no good. And now it's pulled out of there by Galesburg. Here come the Streaks, Bailey Boyer to Howard. Howard looked like she was ready to take the three, but it bounced off her foot, picked up by Quirk. Ahead now into the front court. Molly Quirk will take the pull-up 14-footer, and it's good. And she's going to be fouled on the play. Wow.
Yeah, right there, Howard trying to come back in and get a block. I didn't think there was a whole heck of a lot of contact there, but foul called nonetheless. And the Streaks had a little bit of momentum there, the three by Jess Howard, but then she couldn't catch the ball on the second possession. And, you know, in that Allman game, Jim, Coach talked afterwards about worrying about trying to get to break the zero, and then they had some problems breaking the zero score, and then they came down and they were able to get back into that one. Let's see if they can do the same here.
Quirk converts the three-point play, makes the free throw. Now Daler throws a pass trying to hit Baker on the right baseline as Baker was high on the left wing, and the pass goes over her head. So Molly Quirk in the game now with 12 points, and it's 17-5 in favor of New Trier with 6:55 to go second quarter. This is Quirk now on the right side, goes underneath to Campbell, and Maeve Campbell is going to put it up and throw. She has six. That's the daughter of former Streak Mike Campbell, and he'll be with us at halftime. On the left side now, they get it to Daler. Whitney Daler, a bounce pass to Mangieri. The Streak's down 19-5. Now to Bailey Boyer. She has it at center court. Boyer gets a pick from Pacheco. Will go all the way in, put it up. No, there's a little bit short on the layup. Lauren Matthew with the rebound. Ahead now down court. They get it ahead to Haley Campbell. Underneath to Maeve Campbell, but the ball was tipped away. Picked up by Haley Campbell. And now the ball will come out at center court and be picked up by Lauren Matthew. Matthew on the dribble. Gets the ball over to Haley Campbell. Now on the left wing to her sister Maeve. Maeve holds the ball up over her head. Top of the key now to Abby Schmidt. Here's Schmidt tricks the drive to the right baseline, and she'll put it up and through. Abby Schmidt's first of the game makes it 21-5, New Trier. Here comes Galesburg. Sarah Baker up top for the Streaks. Gets bumped by Campbell, but gets the ball to Mangieri. Cat Mangieri near side to Daler, not a Baker. Baker gets away from Campbell, drives the basket, but had it bounce off her leg. Boy, we've seen so many Galesburg possessions bounce off a leg or an arm and go just out of bounds.
Yeah, it just looks like the girls right now aren't in control and are coming down a little bit out of control.
Massey wants a full timeout with 5:48 to go second quarter. New Trier 21, Galesburg 5. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What sets you apart when almost everything in your industry is so cut and dry? For us, it's our people. This is Patsy Bates from Bates Collision Center. I simply wanted to reintroduce you to a very special person to our business. Michelle, from our radio commercials. Michelle's been with us for over 15 years now, and she's a big reason why more and more people in this area choose Bates when their vehicle needs repaired after an accident. Michelle is a certified estimator here at Bates. She has a way of relating to each person that comes through our door, explaining things to you, not in auto body lingo, but in a way that helps put you at ease. You feel more confident that you made the right choice to have your vehicle repaired with Bates. So while the tools, parts, equipment, and repair techniques in our industry are pretty much the same, people like Michelle are truly one in a million.
Here's the form you wanted.
Wait a second.
You're doing a commercial without me?
Oh, let me explain.
I'm fired. 15 years down the tubes.
Did I also mention that she can be a little high strung?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
I can change.
Out of collision.
I'm Dominic Fortini. What organization is making sure veterans and troops overseas are shown a little love this Valentine's Day? For details, go to the local news page at WGIL.com.
New Trier, after the Galesburg timeout, comes down, and Abby Schmidt scores for the Trevian. She has four, and now Sarah Baker comes back for Galesburg and answers with a three-pointer top of the key. Back comes Quirk for New Trier to Maeve Campbell. Back to Quirk. Quirk fakes it, and she's going to be called for the travel. 23-8 in favor of New Trier. Here's Peachy and Megan Young come into the game. First time in the game for Young. Daler and Bailey Boyer will go out.
Well, right now the Streaks are looking at Baker, Peachy, Mangieri, Pacheco, and Megan Young. You're going to want to see if you can work the ball inside to Pacheco, because we haven't seen a lot of possessions go inside to her, and she had the 10 points last game and was able to really find some production underneath.
Bad pass from Peachy to Young is intercepted by Nutrier. Top of the key, Haley Campbell will take the three-pointer, no good for Nutrier. And the rebound, Megan Young for Galesburg. 4:55 to go in the half. Here comes Peachy back into the front court for Galesburg. Now top of the key to Baker. Right side, Young. Young now one dribble, still looking. Now to Mangieri. She gets a screen from Baker, takes the three-pointer, no good. The rebound, Haley Campbell for Nutrier. Back on the attack come the Trevians. This is Lauren Mathey. Cross-court pass now to Haley Campbell. Now they get the ball inside, and it was tipped away but picked up again by Nutrier to Molly Quirk out front. Quirk now goes on the left side. Got the ball to Campbell. Now back up top, and around the three-point line comes Lauren Mathey, but she's going to be called for the carry.
Well, good defense that time by the Streaks. Obviously, Nutrier's looking to get the ball inside against the Streaks as they continue to rotate it around the perimeter, looking for some cuts through the lane, and the Streaks did a good job of denying that on that possession.
Full court pressure now by Nutrier. Megan Young gets it into Peachy, now back to Young, and Galesburg will come on the attack right to left, trailing by 15, 23-8. Bounce pass Peachy to Young now in the high right wing. Back to Jamie Johnson, now to Peachy. In the lane to Pacheco. She'll put it up no good, but a foul is going to be called against Nutrier, and Shelby is going to shoot two.
Well, this foul is going to be against Molly Quirk. It'll be her first, and good job by Shelby right there. That's kind of what the Streaks need to look for in some of these possessions, because it stabilizes them to get the ball inside. Because Shelby, if she doesn't have a shot, can always kick it back out. It's always a standard principle of basketball. You want to try to work the ball inside out, and right there Shelby was able to get a good move and pick up the foul on Molly Quirk.
Pacheco's first is good, makes it 23-9. Second one by Shelby, also good. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and it's 23-10. Now comes Nutrier into the front court. This is Maggie Lyon, comes all the way down, shovels it off on the right side, and we're going to get a layup. Is going to be put up and through by Nutrier, and making that shot was Claire Miller. Her first basket of the game. Into Pacheco again. Shelby puts it up underneath, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be pulled out of there by Nutrier's Maggie Lyon. Back come the Trevians into the front court. Lyon, top of the key, one dribble. Now on the high post to Maeve Campbell. Back to Quirk. They tried to give and go, but it was tipped away and stolen by Pacheco. Here comes Shelby on the dribble. She's double-teamed at the scorer's table, but gets the ball to Ty Peachy. Peachy, high right side, center court now to Jamie Johnson, now to Pacheco with 3:20 to go second quarter. Into Johnson, who put the off-balance shot up from the right baseline, and it's going to be good. Jamie Johnson's first of the game, and it's 25-12. Back comes Nutrier, a bad pass in the lane by the Trevians, is intercepted by Pacheco to Megan Young. Now Peachy. Here's Ty Peachy, comes down, got a screen from Johnson, didn't take the shot, gives the ball to Jamie, now to Shelby Pacheco, to Peachy, give and go to Johnson. She'll put it up and through. Look out, here come the Streaks. And Terry Rogers has seen enough. She wants a 30-second timeout, as all of a sudden the Galesburg sophomores have been sparking them.
Well, and that's what the Streaks needed right there, is they were able to get in their offensive sets, weren't bothered by the pressure. It seems like as the games progress, the Trevians are kind of backing off with that overbearing pressure we saw at the beginning of the game. The Streaks are able to run that give and go, where they've been able to kick the ball out, get a screen at the high post, and run Jamie Johnson or Shelby Pacheco straight down the lane for that layup. And Jamie Johnson looked very smooth coming down the lane, grabbing the ball and putting that layup in and being very strong with the ball. As long as the Streaks can keep their defensive intensity up and get those turnovers on the other end or quick transitions, they're going to be able to keep Nutrier from setting up that tough defense that has bothered the Streaks at times in this game.
Nutrier beats the press this time. Gina Nikaza almost traveled with it, but gets it up top to Amy Hart. Now on the right side for Nutrier. They get the ball over to Maggie Lyon. She'll drive the paint. Shovels it off on the left side. Almost lost, as it was almost knocked away by Howard, but back out now to Nikaza. Nikaza over to Lauren Mathey. Mathey has it now to around the three-point line as Gina Nikaza, and it's going to be put up and through. Who got that one?
Maggie Lyon, a good pass across the lane to set up Maggie Lyon for an easy jumper.
That's her first of the game, makes it 27-14. Again, it's hard to see the numbers on these Nutrier uniforms. They're blue on blue. Top of the key now, they get it to Peachy. Now to Megan Young, near side to Pacheco. Now to Jamie Johnson. Johnson with two straight baskets for the Streaks. Now to Peachy. Here's a three-pointer by Megan Young, no good. And the rebound's going to be controlled underneath and brought down by Amy Hart. Ahead now to Nikaza. Nikaza to Hart, top of the key. Now to Maggie Lyon. Back over on the left side. They get the ball to Mathy. Back up top now on the drive. All the way to the right side is Lyon, and she's going to put it up and through. Maggie Lyon has four, and it's 29-14 as Nutrier takes control back from the Strakes. Now top of the key, Johnson. Left-handed dribble to Howard. Howard will put it up right baseline, partially blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off Amy Hart.
Well, and it looked like the Streaks thought that they had knocked the ball out.
It looked like they did.
Yeah, well, that's what it looked like from our angle, but they ran away, and it's still going to stay with the Streaks.
Mathy will throw it in now. Gets a bounce pass, or rather the Streaks throw it in. Megan Young threw it in, picked up by Pacheco. Pacheco now to Baker. Baker was tripped up, no whistle. Picked up now by Mathy. Mathy will bring it down against Bailey Boyer. Goes right to the basket, puts it up and through. Lauren Mathy has five.
Amy Hart's hurt. She got hit, it looked like, in the face by Bailey Boyer's knee when everybody went for the loose ball just a second ago. And then right after that, Baker hit the floor, but she looks like she's okay.
Massey's screaming at Mark Gerlach of Sherrard. He wanted a foul back down here, and now he's going to take issue with Scott Calhoun, and he's two steps out on the floor.
Well, I think he wants an explanation, especially after one girl went down and then Sarah Baker hit the deck. It looked like they were just letting a lot of things go right there.
Now he's going to work on Gary Tissue of Milan as he goes by the Galesburg bench. Galesburg's ball, they trail 31-14, and now we will get a foul as Baker is going to be bumped out front on the high post.
Well, it looked like Maggie Lyon a little too aggressive right there, tried to come through Sarah Baker to knock that ball away.
Her first six-team foul. So Megan Young will throw it in underneath the Galesburg basket into Baker on the right wing. High right side now to Bailey Boyer. Back to Howard on the right side. Back up top now, center court to Bailey Boyer. 58 seconds to go in the half. Now to Megan Young, near side Baker. Baker now on the left baseline, got it out to Pacheco. Now back to Howard, inside Baker. Baker puts it up. It was an air ball. Pulled down by Pacheco, who'll put it up and through. And she's going to be fouled. Boy, it looked like there were three fouls there before they called that foul.
Well, good job by Baker, though, to stay with that, or Pacheco there, to stay with that ball. She had put one up, got it blocked, was able to retain possession, and then go right back at him and put the bucket in and grab the foul.
Claire Miller's second foul for Nutrier, seventh team foul. Shelby Pacheco converts the three-point play. She has seven and is 31-17. Back comes Nutrier now. All the way down is Nikaza, and it's going to be tipped away at the last moment by Bailey Boyer as they were going right to the basket, but Boyer stepped in front of the under-the-basket pass.
Jim, Terry Rogers, coach for Nutrier, talked in the pregame show about the fact that she was really happy with the unselfishness of this team, and you can really see it. They love to make the extra pass.
Comes into Quirk. Quirk now top of the key, gets the ball to Lauren Mathy. Now underneath, they tried to get the ball, but Pacheco was there to step in front of the pass. Back comes Galesburg right to left. They trail by 14. 26 seconds to go first half. Now to Sarah Baker, near side Bailey Boyer. Thought about the three, instead into Pacheco. Shelby puts it up, no good. Baker crashed for the rebound, couldn't pull it down. Now to Lauren Mathy. Mathy will come all the way down from Nutrier. She'll drive the basket and put it up and through. Mathy now with 7 points. 33-17 Nutrier. 6 seconds to go first half. Now right side to Megan Young. She's going to have it bounce off her foot out of bounds. And with 2.5 seconds to go in the half, it'll be Nutrier's ball.
Streaks again moving a little too fast right there, trying to make something happen in a hurry, and they just a little sloppy with the ball.
Now the ball's thrown into the backcourt at the buzzer. That's the end of the first half with the score. It's Nutrier 33, Galesburg 17. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
These days, I'm rethinking my entire financial life.
There's no peace of mind with the banks, so I became part of a credit union.
Safe, sound, secure. That's what I want. That's what I need.
It's about trust.
Credit unions are more responsible.
They look out for me.
For what's in my best interest.
It was really easy to join.
There's nothing better than feeling secure. Nothing better than a credit union.
They're like family.
I belong.
I belong to a credit union.
You can too.
Find a credit union that's right for you at ibelong.org.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Bill Butts Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butts has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butts has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you at halftime. We had an opportunity to speak with Mike Campbell, the former Silver Streak star player on the 76 team. And let's do that interview right now.
With the former Silver Streak star, Mike Campbell, who was the center on the 1975-76 team that went downstate. Mike, I guess you have two daughters this year playing on the varsity.
Yeah, we do, a senior and a sophomore. They're having a good time playing together.
Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the senior's about a six-foot wing player, and she's having a good time and trying to figure out where she wants to go to school next year. And our sophomore's a little shorter, about a 5'10 wing player, good shooter.
Now, what do they think about coming down here to Galesburg?
They think it's pretty fun. You know, the bus ride's a little long. You know, we're not used to going quite so far, but they go distances with their AAU team, so that's not so unusual for them. But the last time they were, well, my one daughter was here 2 years ago.
Maeve was here when she was a sophomore.
Right. And but the last time the other one was here was the night I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, so I think she sort of remembers that.
Now, do they realize that you played in what many feel is the most famous game ever in this gym, the game against Peoria Richwoods in the regional championship?
I think so, yeah. You know, it's funny, we don't really talk about that stuff all that much, but usually in preparation for coming down here, we whip out a couple of the war stories and talk about it. So,
well, as you know, they still talk about that game here. What's your memory of that game?
Well, I was actually having lunch with Barry Swanson today, and I was reminding him, or maybe telling him, I'm not sure he was aware, that I almost didn't make it to that game because walking into the building that night, I hit my head on a door jam, and it almost knocked me to my knees, and I was kind of woozy. But so I remember that, believe it or not. And then I just remember the crowd, and we, you know, they beat us so badly the year before, and we had come close earlier that year to beating them, and we were convinced we could beat them, but I'm not sure a lot of other people believed we could. And, you know, it just all came together for one night, and it was such a great game. And I just remember the fans mostly and how loud it was in here.
It was a great night. I remember the college coaches were here watching you and watching Scott Kelly and also Derek Holcomb of Richwood.
Right, and Mark Smith. And yeah, they had a couple other Division I players, so it was quite the gathering of high school players in one game for sure.
Now, are you in touch with any of the players on that team?
On the Galesburg team?
Yeah.
Well, I still am in contact with Scott some, and we exchange credit cards. Yeah, we exchange Christmas cards with Eric Goss and Bill Dwyer and some people like that. And I saw Andy Hendricks last time I was back in town here, and so a little bit. But Scott and I communicate, a few times.
And then, of course, your junior year was not as nearly as good as your senior year, right?
Right. We I had played as a sophomore, so I think people's expectations were really high. But the senior class that year was not super strong, so all of us juniors were playing a lot, but people expected us to just take off. And we were okay, but we struggled and then got creamed by Peoria Richwoods. And I think generally people were pretty disappointed. But we were talking about that at lunch again today, how some of the negative press we got and some of the things that went with that junior year really spurred us on to work hard and get ready for our senior year. So a lot of our success in our senior year was a result of that, I think.
Mike Owens is helping out at Moline now.
Yeah, and my nephew, my sister-in-law, sitting right in front of me here, and my nephew is playing on Little Mike's freshman team now at Moline. So it's a really small world.
Well, what about this new Trier team? You've got to have some high hopes for the postseason for them.
We do. You know, they've played reasonably well. They've got a really good record. We tend to play kind of to our competition, so not all of our wins have been real pretty, but we've played well. We got some real good young players, and so we've done well. We've got some real tough teams that we'll run into about in a sectional. Loyola, I think, second ranked now, and Von Steuben. So we have a really tough road to get all the way to the state tournament, but or the state finals. But they're, you know, they'll be competitive.
Now, I know last year you told me you were kind of retired. Are you back working again?
No, I'm still semi-retired, still trying to figure out the second career thing, but the world falling apart economically hasn't helped too much in that regard, but still trying to sort that out.
Well, Mike, welcome home.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's great to be back.
That's Mike Campbell, former Silver Streak star. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Bill Butts Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butts has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butts has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you on WGIL by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. See Mike Craddy. For New Trier, Molly Quirk leads them in scoring with 12 points, 7 in the game for Lauren Manthe, 6 for Maeve Campbell, 4 for Maggie Lyon, 4 for Abby Schmidt, and 2 for Claire Miller. Claire Miller has 2 fouls. She's the only one with more than one. For the Streaks, they're led by Shelby Pacheco with 7 points, 4 for Jamie Johnson, both in the second quarter, 3 for Sarah Baker and 3 for Jessica Howard. It was 13-2 New Trier at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Streaks 20-15 in the second quarter to lead it at the half by the score of 33-17. Want to remind you there's more basketball on WGIL at 6:30 tonight, an early start for the boys. The sophomore game will start at 5 as Galesburg will take on Blue Island Eisenhower right here at John Field Gym. So all the basketball fans in Galesburg with a great day today, able to come and see this game and then stick around and watch the boys play Blue Island Eisenhower. Galesburg boys with a big win last night, 49-34 up at East Moline over the East Moline United Panthers. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Our score at the half, 33-17. Our interview with Coach Jackie Howard's brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And let's go down on the floor now, and here's Eric Gibson.
Thanks, Jim. I'm here with Coach Howard. Coach, had to be a little bit more happier with the effort in the second quarter than the first quarter. The girls came out a little flat there at the beginning of the game, it seemed.
Yeah, no, I think, well, definitely, I think we only got one shot in the first quarter, so that we got a few more in the second quarter, I think. So, yeah, there was a spurt in the second quarter that, you know, really helped us out in terms of getting after it harder on defense, and luckily by us doing that we were able to create stuff on offense as well.
Well, it seemed like it was the sophomores that really sparked. Are we going to see that two unit thing again this second half?
No, we're just going to play basketball. I don't think that's our answer right now is the Grinnell style, and maybe down the road, who knows, but I don't think that we're sold on that right now, so we're just going to keep chipping away.
All right, thanks Coach. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Eric. Our interview with Coach Howard brought to you by your friends at McDonald's, the Mueller family. I'm loving it. North Henderson in Galesburg and on East Main Street in Galesburg. It's Galesburg's ball to start the second half. They'll have their original starting five. They'll be moving from left to right. Pacheco has it on the right side. Now Sarah Baker up top to Whitney Daler. Right side Howard. Howard drives the right baseline. Goes all the way underneath. But again, I think we see one bounce off of her leg and go out of bounds. And Nutrier is going to get it on the turnover. So full court pressure now by the Streaks. It looks like Nutrier also has their starting lineup in the game. Maybe we'll be able to see them a little better down on this end. Lauren Mathey comes up court. Now gets it to Molly Quirk here on the near left wing. Quirk with one dribble. Now the backdoor pass underneath and the shot up no good by Lauren Mathey. But Campbell's there to put the rebound up and through. Maeve Campbell has eight, and it's 35-17 Nutrier. Back comes Galesburg into the front court. Sarah Baker on the left wing. She'll dribble around the three-point line for the Streaks. Now gives it to Shelby Pacheco. Still outside the three-point line to Howard. Now Daler. Whitney will take the three. No good. Glances off the front of the rim, and the rebound, Gina Mycaza. Ahead in the front court now. They'll get the pass underneath. They tried to get the pass underneath that time to Abby Schmidt, but it was intercepted by Bailey Boyer. Back come the Streaks into Pacheco, but the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Molly Quirk.
Well, a good job right there by the Streaks down on the defensive end. We've seen improved presence by the Streaks on the defense, as Coach talked about there at halftime.
This will be Bailey Boyer on top now for Galesburg with the basketball. 6:49 to go third quarter to Jessica Howard on the left wing. Howard now still out front, high left side, will come cross court to Bailey Boyer. She's going to drive the basket, tried to get a bounce pass to Pacheco. It was tipped away and picked up by Howard, and Jessica Howard is going to put it up and through for the Galesburg basket. It's 35-19. Back on the attack, Mycaza now. Mycaza, bounce pass, tried to get it to Quirk. It was intercepted by Howard. Here come the Streaks left to right. Howard all the way in the lane, puts it up and through. The running jumper by Jessica Howard. Two straight hoops for her, and it's 35-21. The Streaks back to within 14. On the attack comes Lauren Mathey now. She's going to work the point for Nutrier, and we're going to get a carry called here.
Wow. All right, Streaks come out, get a couple quick turnovers here by the Trevians, and they're going to be able to possibly get something started. I really like the aggressiveness by Jess Howard right now. Coach has talked about the fact that he wants her to drive more when the three is not open, and we've seen that on two straight possessions.
Now Sarah Baker fakes the handoff, drives the hoop on the left side, and misses the layup. Back comes Nutrier, all the way down to Quirk. She's double-teamed, but gets it out to Mathey. She'll take the three-pointer, and it's good. Lauren Mathey has 10, 38-21 as Nutrier answers. Back comes Sarah Baker now. Baker up to Pacheco at center court. Now to Daler. Daler on the dribble right side. We'll get a foul called here. What? That was a little ticky-tacky foul. Lauren Matthew's going to be called for it, her first team foul against the Trevians.
At the last offensive possession, Jim, I really like the move by Sarah Baker, and I've talked about that before. I like when she fakes the handoff and dribbles down the lane, but she's got to hit that shot. That was a wide-open left-hand layup.
Yeah, there was nobody near her. Now Pacheco has it on the right side for the Silver Streaks. One dribble now to Howard, to Bailey Boyer, who fakes the three against Campbell. Here's Howard with a plus NBA three, no good. The rebound, though, comes back to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now will bring it out at center court with 5:20 to go third quarter, 38-21 in favor of Nutrier. Boyer now gets it to Howard, now fakes the pass on the left side, a bounce pass to Baker, she breaks away, drives the hoop, puts it up, no! Again, she missed the easy one underneath that time, and the rebounds got pulled off by Abby Schmidt. Now to Nycaza, to Maeve Campbell, right side Quirk. Quirk will take the three, no. The rebound's going to be tipped out, picked up by Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg. Boyer all the way down court. She bumps into a girl. We're going to get a charging foul called against Bailey.
Well, again, Jim, we've talked about that before. Bailey Boyer has to get a little bit more under control on her drives. She kind of drives for contact. She needs to drive for baskets, and she goes up. And I appreciate the fact that she's not afraid to take the contact, but she's got to be smart enough to know if the girl's standing there in front of her, she's got to pull up and shoot that little jumper.
Looked like the defender took a step, though, before the contact. But the charge goes against the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure now by Galesburg at center court. They get the ball to Abby Schmidt. Schmidt now dribbles out between the circles. Now the left-handed dribble near side to Nycaza. Now to Quirk. Quirk at the foul line, back out to Nycaza, into Schmidt. Schmidt now pops it out to Mathey. Mathey will drive. Now here's the three-pointer by Nycaza, no good. The rebound, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Johnson gets the ball to Ty Peachy. It's Peachy, Johnson, Mangieri and Pacheco and Howard for Galesburg. Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Now to Pacheco to Ty Peachy with 4:15 to go. Third quarter, 38-21 New Trier. Center court, Peachy. Right side now, Mangieri. Now to Peachy. Ty Peachy on the dribble. She'll drive the foul line left. Now bounce pass inside to Pacheco. She backs in, puts the turnaround jumper up, no good. And she's going to be fouled underneath, I think, by Matthew.
Well, I like the way Ty Peachy is not afraid to pull it back out and reset the offense. Right there, it didn't seem like the streaks were getting much going. Ty Peachy took it upon herself to pull it back out, get the offense set back up, and then ultimately the ball got inside to Pacheco, and she's going to head to the free throw line where she's perfect on the day.
5 for 5 from the line. Pacheco will shoot 2. She has 7 in the game, and this free throw is good.
Well, she's looked good when she's been at the line. Good form, nice and easy.
Gina Nikaza is going to go out for New Trier. Pacheco will take one more free throw here. And this one's going to drop. She'll get the shooter's roll, and it's through. 9 points for Shelby. Back comes New Trier into the front court now. They get the ball down underneath, and the shot up and through by Abby Schmidt. Boy, Abby Schmidt was wide open that time. She has 6. Back comes Peachy. It's 40-23 in favor of New Trier. Peachy on the dribble outside for the Silver Streaks. Coming into the game is Maggie Lyon. She's the one who came in for Nikaza. Now to Johnson, to Peachy. Peachy for the Streaks. Bounce pass now to Shelby Pacheco. Back to Jamie Johnson. Now to Peachy with 3:30 to go in the quarter. Here's Howard with the three-pointer, top of the key, and she hits it. Jessica Howard now with 10 in the game, and it's 40-26. All the way down court, and here's the underhanded layup put up and through by Maggie Lyon. Nobody stopped her, Eric.
No, you got to have better defense right there. You get a big shot there from Jessica Howard. Somebody's got to step in front and either take a charge or at least thwart her attempts to get down the lane.
Here's Peachy back out to Howard. This time she fakes the three to Mangieri on the wing. Gets a pick from Howard. Still on the right side dribble. Now picks up her dribble and gets the ball to Ty Peachy. Peachy has the ball. A bounce pass now to Howard. Left side now in the corner to Pacheco. Now to Johnson. Now to Mangieri with 2:45 to go. Third quarter, 42-26 in favor of New Trier. Peachy now to Mangieri. It was taken away from her, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here.
Lauren Matthew not too happy with that call. It looked like she may have had a clean strip, but Mangieri gets the benefit of the doubt right there that there might have been some arm. But right there, Mangieri able to secure that ball, she would have been able to take that right into the lane as Lauren Matthew would have. Was nowhere near her after she got the strip.
Massey's going to take a full timeout. There's timeout on the floor with 2:39 to go, third quarter. New Trier 42, Galesburg 26. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
The last woman I took out said, "You're just afraid of your feelings."
Comedian Nick Griffin.
"No, I'm afraid of your feelings. I got pills for my feelings."
Part of the Canadian Miss Bob and Tom Comedy All-Star Tour. Friday, May 6th at the Orpheum. For details, go to galesburg.info, keyword laughs.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Galesburg steps out of conference tonight with a boys' basketball game at home against Blue Island Eisenhower. An earlier start, pregame coverage beginning at 7:10 here on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, your reaction to this New Trier team, Eric?
Well, Jim, as I was telling you off the air, I haven't really been too impressed with this New Trier team. I mean, they're definitely a good team. They share the ball well. They play good defense, but they haven't been a team that really stands out. Moline is a team that just looks like they come out and thump you, and so same with Freeport.
Here's New Trier with the steal. Back comes Quirk into the front court. Now to Claire Miller, but she's going to lose it on the baseline, and it's going to go out of bounds. Yeah, I feel a whole lot better about this game than I did Thursday night.
Yeah, and I definitely think the effort and the intensity is a lot better from the Streaks as well compared to what we saw in that game.
Well, we may be speaking too soon because Galesburg has just turned it over for the second time as Peachy was trying to get a pass to Daler on the left side and throws it over her head. So it'll be New Trier's ball. Some pressure now in the backcourt as Peachy is going to challenge the point guard. And that's Maggie Lyon for New Trier. She gets it to Matthew. Matthew now on the dribble against Daler around the three-point line. A bounce pass inside to Maggie Lyon. Back out to Mathy. Now they get the ball to Quirk underneath. The pass goes underneath to Abby Schmidt. Now back out to Quirk. Here's the three-pointer is going to be around and no good by Maggie Lyon, and it's picked out of there by Jamie Johnson, who brings it out herself for the Silver Streaks. Now to Peachy with a minute 42 to go third quarter to Jamie Johnson. Now to Daler, who drives the baseline, and we'll get a foul called here against Manthe.
Well, a good drive right there by Whitney Daler. When the Streaks were stagnant there in the first quarter, it was because they weren't being aggressive enough with the ball. They weren't dribbling into the lane. They weren't attacking with the ball. And they weren't doing back cuts. And that's why I feel that they've improved here with their offensive sets and with on the offensive end in general.
Matthew's fourth. That's a fourth team foul. Daler will throw it in. Comes into Bailey Boyer, but it was tipped away by Molly Quirk out of bounds, and Galesburg's going to try it again here on the near side in the front court.
Well, right there, Jim, Bailey Boyer was wide open on the weak side wing, but it took Daler too long to find her, so then by the time she was able to get the ball to her, it was too late.
Into Daler, but Daler's going to lose it. Picked up by New Trier. Back on the attack, Quirk. She goes right inside to Abby Schmidt, and now we're going to get a whistle and a foul called against the Streaks, and I think they'll get Bailey.
Yeah, I think so, too. She seemed to handcuff her there when she went for the pass, but nonetheless, the Streaks, as we were talking, Jim, definitely seem to have a better effort and intensity in this game and feel a lot better about their play in this one than we did in the Moline game. And it is a closer game because of it.
Boyer's second team foul. Nutura ball in the front court now. They lead it 42-26. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Nikaza dribbles around the three-point line. Now up top to Claire Miller, not a Quirk. Around the three-point line to Mathy on the right side. Mathy holds the ball up over her head. Now gets it back to Schmidt, who was tipped away but picked up by Quirk. She'll put the shot up, no good. The rebound underneath Schmidt to Mathy. Mathy will drive the paint, put the hook shot up and through. Lauren Mathy now with 15. 44-26 with 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Daler up top now to Pacheco, to Bailey Boyer. Now left wing, they get it inside the three-point line to Baker. Back up top to Howard, who takes the three, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and they say it is Galesburg's ball.
Well, that was a good shot by Jess. She got it in the flow of the offense. She was wide open at the top. Just wasn't able to get it down, and she's played a pretty good game to this point, Jim. 10 points in the game, and I have her at 2 of 4 from downtown, which is a pretty good percentage when you're talking about somebody that shoots as deep as she does.
It'll be Galesburg's ball, and Daler throws it away, trying to hit Howard on the inbounds pass right side, and Nutura get it back.
Well, unfortunately, the turnover's still just plaguing the Streaks in this one, and ultimately, it's going to be what is going to really kill them in this game after 17 points off turnovers in the first half for the Trevians.
Mathy comes all the way down, stops at the Big Six logo inside the foul line, and puts it up and through. Lauren Mathy with a big game. She has 17. Now Howard's going to lose it in the front court in the left corner, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Hearn. It'll be New Trier's ball again. Boy, the Streaks struggling here.
Well, we've seen this ebb and flow throughout this game. At points, they've been able to rally, but just not consistent play. And when you start turning the ball over like this, it can be infectious throughout the team. And as you've talked a lot about all the kicks and the stumbles of the ball going out of bounds, it's really hurt the Streaks.
Here's Maggie Lyon, gets it up top now to Maeve Campbell, who's back in. Now to Nikaza, who takes the three left corner, no good. Rebound Sarah Baker at the buzzer. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg trailing New Trier 46, Galesburg 26, I'm sorry. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL congratulates button winners Merle Monson of Galesburg, who won $20. Lena Mock of Galesburg won $25. Congratulations from WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL. Don't forget the boys game coming up at 6:30 tonight. Pregame show at 6:10. It's Blue Island Eisenhower coming to town. Mike Perry, Jim Lee with all the action on WGIL. The sophomore game starts at 5, so they'll clear everybody out of the gym and then start selling tickets again. Now the official's going to drop the ball as Nutrier was not out there, and now they're going to inbound it as Maggie Lyon gets it into Gina Nikaza. Nikaza now on the right side. She loses it. The ball goes down on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Oh, no.
Molly Quirk.
Oh, okay, good.
Molly Quirk dove down to get it, but she was her part, the three-quarter of her body, the upper quarter was out of bounds.
Well, I thought right there that they were going to call Megan Young for the foul because it looked like he was going to signal, but then he did call the out-of-bounds call, and I was going to say that would have been a cheap one.
Megan Young is in there along with Mangieri, Sarah Baker, Pacheco, and Howard. Here's Young at the foul line, pops it out to Pacheco. She'll drive inside the three-point line, hands it to Baker, who takes the jump shot good. Sarah Baker has 5 as she hits the 10-foot jumper, 46-28. Back on the attack, Nutrier, wide open underneath. Nobody near her is Haley Campbell, and she puts it up and through her first basket of the game, and it's 48-28. That's the younger sister of Maeve and the daughter of Mike. And now the ball's going to be tipped away, but Howard's going to get it back from the streaks. She'll take the three-pointer, left side, good! Jessica Howard has 13 as she hits it from the left wing. 48-31 now. The streak's down by 17. Back into the front court now comes Nikaza. On the baseline, here's a jumper by Campbell, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Mangieri. She's dribbling in the backcourt now for the Silver Streaks. On the attack, left to right. Now she'll hold up right side. Top of the key to Baker, left side now to Megan Young. Young fakes inside, now takes 2 dribbles, now another dribble, and the left wing, and still holds up, now to Baker. Baker's going to drive the baseline. She'll put it up no good as she spun on the shot, and she's going to be fouled on the play.
I'll tell you what, Jim, this new Trier team definitely passes the ball well. They make the extra pass about as often as anybody I've seen, and they're able to just know where the players are on the floor. They space the ball the floor well, and they really attack. Not the best shooting team we've seen, but definitely a good passing team.
See Steve Cheeseman up here. Looks like he's ready to go, the new varsity assistant for the Streaks. Baker makes the first, misses the second. She has 6 points in the game. Into the front court now comes Nutrier. 48-32, and now the three-pointer is going to go in and out by Mathy. It was pulled down underneath by Nutrier's Haley Campbell. That last foul was on Gina Nikaza, her first for the Trevians, 5th team foul. Galesburg's going to have it now after the Nutrier miss. Back comes Mangieri now. The streak's trailing it by 16. Mangieri will drive. Now she has it bounce off her foot on the baseline, but she picks it up, keeps the dribble going. And inside tried to get it to Pacheco, but it was tipped away by Maeve Campbell.
Well, right there, Mangieri didn't have a lane to pass through, and she tried to push the ball through. Okay, the streaks are going to retain the ball, but not a lane to pass to, and it got knocked away on her, and ultimately, luckily for the streaks, went out of bounds.
Megan Young's going to throw it in for Galesburg. She's always going at high speed, but this one's going to be batted right back at her by Maggie Lyon.
Some long arms for this new Trier team inside as well.
So Megan Young will try to throw it in again. She looks, tried to get it into Baker, but it was tipped away, and now they're going to give it to Nutrier. As Young, it was tipped back to her, but one of her feet was still out of bounds as Lyon was able to block both those inbounds tries. Now back on the attack come the Trevians with 6 minutes to go in the game. They lead it 48-32. Out front now, this is Maggie Lyon. She gets it to Mathy on the right side. Now over to Maeve Campbell. Campbell now. We'll get the ball back out to Mathy, who will come. Now top of the key, Campbell. They go around the three-point line. Boy, they have good crisp passing, though, Eric. I'll say that about them.
Yeah, they do. They pass the ball real well and space the floor real well.
Now Lyon goes underneath. She shovels it off in the paint. The shot up by Mathy, no good. And the rebound, Jessica Howard. Howard brings it out herself for Galesburg. She'll come all the way back down, but they're going to call a carry on her.
I'll tell you what, he loves making that carry call.
That's Gary Tissue of Milan, the famous Tissue family up there in Milan. And Gary makes the call. Our other officials, Mark Gerlash of Sherrard and Scott Calhoun of Coal Valley. On the attack now comes Nutrier, 5:24 to go in the game. Right side Maeve Campbell, she even looks like Mike. Maeve Campbell holds it on the right side. She runs like him. Now she got the pass onto to Mathy. Mathy drove inside, and we're going to get a jump ball, and it's going to be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, good job tying up Abby Schmidt, because Abby Schmidt was able to pull that ball down, but the girls were able to tie her up and get the possession back.
Now Jamie Johnson's into the game. She has it. Got the pass from Mangieri. Now in the post, high post to Pacheco. She'll put the shot up underneath, no good. And the rebound pulled down underneath by Mathy. Ahead on the near side to Molly Quirk now. They'll go cross court. Here's the shot on the baseline, or driving the hoop by Maggie Lyon. And it's going to be up and through. So Nutrier, well in control now. The lead back to 18 at 50-32. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson. 4:40 to go in the ballgame. Pacheco with the ball over her head. Now she'll dribble, gets it to Whitney Daler up top. Daler at the east end of the court to Howard, now to Pacheco, left wing. Pacheco takes one dribble inside the three-point line, back out to Johnson, now to Mangieri. Mangieri will drive the foul line, thought about the shot, got it to Howard, who will take the three, and it's good. Jessica Howard has 16. 50-35. A few more of those, we're right back in.
Yeah, she can shoot the ball, and she's been able to get a lot of open shots in this one so far.
Now we're going to get a foul called away from the action as Nutrier had the ball way out front. But I think they're going to get it on Pacheco, and she was pushing for position underneath her first third team foul against the Silver Streaks. Mangieri will go out, Bailey Boyer back in. It'll be Nutrier's ball underneath their own basket. Comes into Molly Quirk. Quirk now got the ball up top. Getting away was Mathy. The shot's up, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and they say it went off Jamie Johnson. The ball will belong to Nutrier.
Well, the Streaks got lucky right there as Maggie Lyon was wide open under the basket because there was a miscommunication between Daler and Howard, who was guarding her.
Mathy comes into Quirk, but Quirk's going to be grabbed by Daler, and she's going to shoot two. Whitney's first, the fourth team foul. Clock will stop with exactly 4 minutes to go in the game. And Molly Quirk, who is a 68% free throw shooter, averaging 9.8 a ball game for the Trevians, will go to the line and shoot two. She has 12 in the game, none in the second half, but she makes that one.
Well, the Streaks have had a better effort in this game, and the offense has looked a lot crisper in this game than we saw in the last game. But ultimately, turnovers have been the big bugaboo for the Streaks, and it continues even in this game.
Quirk misses the second one. Rebound Jamie Johnson for Galesburg to Bailey Boyer, who dribbles into the front court for the Streaks. High on the left side, now between the circles to Pacheco. Pacheco will hold the ball over her head to Jessica Howard. Let's see if they try to get her open again. Not at Daler. Daler now, bounce pass to Pacheco. Back now to Johnson. Now on the left side, Daler into Shelby. Shelby double teamed, but puts the shot up no good. The rebound, Maeve Campbell, but she lost it. Jamie Johnson had a hand on it, and I think she was the last to touch it. It goes out of bounds. They'll give it to Nutrier.
Well, Shelby needs to get a little better body positioning right there. She tried to go up with her back to the basket and just throw a shot up towards the rim. She needs to drop step right there, use her upper body, and get squared up to the square and put it in up and off the square.
Back comes Nutrier. Amy Hart's in for Nutrier. She has the ball on the dribble left side. Back up top now, she gets it to Lauren Mathy. Mathy now will dribble around the three-point line. Alley-oop pass inside is going to be tipped away as she got it down to Magda Weiss, who's in there for the first time, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
That's a tough one. I was worried about that all game, and sure enough, she's in, and now she's at the free throw line.
Magda Weiss? Yeah, the whatever that last letter is silent. She missed it. She misses the free throw. I'm not sure who that foul was on. Oh, it was on Jamie Johnson, her first. That's the fifth team foul. Magda Weiss's second is no good. The rebound's going to be picked up, though, by Lauren Mathy of Nutrier, and she throws a bad pass, intercepted by Boyer. Bailey all the way down. We'll put it up, and we'll get a foul called here on Nutrier.
Again, Bailey's got to be careful. She kind of just lowers that shoulder and makes contact. The Trevian was moving, so she was able to get herself to the free throw line, but I'd almost like to see her just work on doing a jump stop and a jump shot from that block area. I think that would be a good shot for her to develop in the future.
The foul was called against Maeve Campbell, her second 16 foul. Bailey Boyer misses the first. She has yet to score in the game. She'll get one more here. It's on the way, and this one's also no good. Pacheco got her hands on the rebound, but she loses it out of bounds. Wow.
Well, got to be stronger with the ball right there. Shelby's got to pull that one down. That should have been 2 points for her because she had a wide-open shot hit. She'd been able to pull that one in.
Bounce pass comes into Gina Nikaza. Nikaza now gets it ahead to Campbell. Maeve Campbell in the backcourt. And we're going to get a whistle and a 30-second timeout called by New Trier. It's 2:54 to go in the game. New Trier leads Galesburg 51-35.
Well, we knew that timeout was coming from the Trevian bench because Coach Massey's been without timeouts for quite some time. I think it was midway through the third quarter he burned his last timeout. So 2:54 left to go in this one, 51-35. You'd like to see the streaks go on a little bit of a run just for some confidence and a momentum booster to end this one. But I think there are some positives, Jim, compared to what we saw in that Moline game.
I had a long chat with Mynika Warner yesterday. I was subbing for Jake Miller at the high school, and Mynika came in to Mr. Miller's classroom and had a long talk with her, and she pretty much said everything that Mr. Massey had said, that they had had an incident in Bloomington, they had gotten that straightened out with a meeting, she came back on the team, and then on Tuesday night, she was in practice, and he was unhappy with the way she was practicing, and he threw her off the team, and so that was pretty much it.
I'm sure her account of how practice went would have been a little bit different had you.
Well, I really didn't press her on that, you know, but she just basically, I asked her what had happened. New Trier's just turned it over on a travel call, and Galesburg's going to come back into the front court. Center court, Whitney Daler, right side now. They get it to Bailey Boyer. Boyer had trouble on the dribble, but was able to get it inside to Jamie Johnson. Johnson tried to throw a pass out to Howard. It was intercepted by Molly Quirk. Boy, is Molly Quirk quick. She saw that pass coming and just jumped in front of it. Now into the front court comes Amy Hart. Back up top to Nikaza. Nikaza on the near side to Maeve Campbell. Campbell fakes inside. If you just joined us, Maeve Campbell is the daughter of Mike, the former Silver Streak star from the 74-75 and 75-76 season. We're going to get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here against New Trier.
Well, Magad Weiss, if that's how you say it, commits the foul right there, but she looked like she was trying to throw a tight end block to open up the wide receiver.
I don't think she's seen much action this year. I just have that feeling. Cross-court pass to Howard. She gets a screen, takes the three-pointer. This time it's no good. First time she's missed. The rebound controlled by Magad Weiss, and we're going to get another 30-second timeout called by Terry Rogers, the head coach at New Trier, who played college basketball at Duke.
It looks like they're going to give it a full now.
All right, well, we'll take a timeout with 2 minutes to go. It's New Trier 51, Galesburg 35. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Mary.
John.
Mary.
John.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mary.
John, you shouldn't have. Oh, my. The WGIL $3,000 button.
Pick up a WGIL $3,000 button at one of these sponsors.
Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons Street. Arby's on North Henderson Street. F&M Bank on East Main and North Henderson. And Handy Van in the Community Center on Simmons Street in Galesburg.
Oh, John.
Mary.
For details, visit WGIL.com. Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson here on WGIL Galesburg. We're glad to have you with us this afternoon. More basketball coming up here with 2 minutes to go in the game. It's 51-35 in favor of New Trier. The Galesburg boys will play at 6:30 tonight. The sophomores at 5 right here at John Thiel Gym where we are. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will bring you that one. Now a bad pass on the inbounds, but none of the Streaks can get to it, and Amy Hart gets it for New Trier as the Streaks had backcourt pressure on. Nikaza now, Gina Nikaza on the left side for the Trevians, gets the ball up to Lauren Matthey. She dribbles around the three-point circle. Now back up to Molly Quirk, near side to Amy Hart. Hart now on the dribble for New Trier, in the lane to Matthey, out to Nikaza. Now they'll go around the three-point line again. On the right side now, they get the ball back over to Nikaza. And Nikaza now has it. She'll Quirk has it. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped away as it was taken away from Campbell and picked up by Jamie Johnson. Now the Streaks on the attack left to right to Bailey Boyer at center court with a minute 20 to go in the game. Boyer back out to Jamie Johnson. Now to Pacheco, to Bailey Boyer on the right side. Looked like she dragged her pivot foot, no whistle. Here's Daler with the three, no. The rebound comes right back out to her. Now the ball goes on the floor, and that's Howard down there on the floor along with Maeve Campbell.
Well, yeah, very, very good hustle right there by Jess Howard to get on the floor. You know, I want to make a comment, Jim. You were talking earlier about the great ball hawking abilities of a lot of these new Trier players. Kind of the exact opposite. Streaks at times don't seem to be able to read the passes as well as we could see. There's that one errant pass that just happened, and no Streak was able to get anywhere near the play.
Molly Quirk will take the half-court drive all the way to the basket, and she will put it up no good, and the foul is going to be called against Jamie Johnson. Her second, the sixth team foul, and Molly Quirk will go back to the line. She's 2 for 3 from the free throw line today. She has 13 points in the game for the Trevians, and the free throw is good.
Make that 14 points in the game, and as this one winds down, we were saying that there are some positive. The Streaks are going to be able to get out of this. We'll be able to talk to Coach Massey about those after the game.
Second one also good, so she makes them both. 53-35 in favor of New Trier. Jamie Johnson will dribble top of the key, dribbled inside the three-point line, and then dished it off to Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass to Pacheco from Boyer. Pacheco will put it up, but it was blocked by Maeve Campbell. Campbell pulled it out of the air, the bounce pass to Nykaza. Here come the Trevians right to left. Nykaza gets it to Lauren Matthey. On the right side, Molly Quirk for New Trier. Back out to Matthey with 33 seconds to go in the game. Matthey on the dribble on the left side. Now to Nykaza. Around on the right side, they get the ball to Amy Hart. Hart now back up top to Nykaza. Gets a pick from Campbell. Nykaza on the dribble near side. Now back up top. Here's the left-handed dribble. Now the dish out to Nykaza. Back to Quirk. They're just going to run it down with 14 seconds to go, and the Streaks will not challenge and not foul, and this one's going to end. Right side now to Nykaza. Back out to Matthey. 4 seconds to go. 3 seconds to go. Quirk will take the jumper. No good at the buzzer. It was partially blocked, and the final score will read the New Trier Trevians, 53. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 35. We'll be back with our post-game show. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic, at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance agent Amy Howard.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. We're mighty glad you joined us on this Saturday afternoon. Take a walk in this beautiful weather. Have the Walkman on, the earphones on, and listen to the game. There's another one coming up. Don't forget the boys. We'll start at 6 o'clock tonight with Mike Perry and Jim Lee trying for two in a row as they'll play Blue Island Eisenhower after the big 49-34 win by the boys last night over East Moline. Our postgame final stats are brought to you by the Hungry Hobo. North Henderson Street in Galesburg, you've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. The Streaks lose at 53-35. The leading scorer for New Trier in this game was Molly Quirk, who had 15 points. Lauren Matthey had 14 for the Trevians. 8 points in the game for Maeve Campbell, the daughter of Mike Campbell, the former Silver Streak star. Maggie Lyon had 8 points for New Trier, 6 for Amy Schmidt, 2 points in the game for Claire Miller, 2 points also in the game for Haley Campbell, who's Maeve's younger sister, and that's it for New Trier. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring by Jessica Howard with 16 points in this game. Shelby Pacheco had 9. All of those coming, except for one basket, all of those coming from the free throw line. 6 points in the game for Sarah Baker. 4 points for Jamie Johnson. It was 13-2 New Trier at the end of the first quarter. The Trevians outscoring the Streaks 20-15 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 33-17. New Trier outscored Galesburg 13-9 in the third quarter to lead it 46-26. And then Galesburg outscored them 9-7 in the fourth quarter, and the final score 53-35. These turnovers going to give me a nightmare tonight?
Yeah, 27 in this game, better than last game, but 27 turnovers in the game. I had 21 points off turnovers for New Trier, so pretty much a little bit more than the difference in the game. Rebounds, pretty even, 21 for New Trier, only 15 for the Streaks. Not a lot of missed shots because New Trier also turned the ball over 17 times, so a plus 10 turnover differential for the Trevians. But it's going to come down to that. The Streaks are going to have to limit turnovers if they're going to look to win games here at the end of the season.
Maddie Boyer did not play. I also had a chat with her yesterday. She had had mono earlier in the school year, and she said that the symptoms that she is experiencing now are mono-like symptoms. She's not exactly sure what's wrong with her, and we did see her play against Moline the other night, but she didn't play at all this afternoon.
Did you actually do any subbing yesterday? Because you did a lot of reporting while you were at the school.
Hey, there's good subbing days, and there's bad subbing days, buddy. I had a bad subbing day on Thursday, but a good subbing day on Friday.
And you know, Maddie Boyer will be an integral part of this team going forward, and she gives the Streaks a more veteran presence than some of the girls who are playing up from the sophomore team. And before she developed this illness, we had talked about how she had really come on and started to score a lot more. And I thought that was really helping the Streaks offensively. As in a game, as we see, the Streaks only put 35 points on the board in this one. Definitely would have helped to have another scorer on the floor.
Well, the Silver Streaks now will be off until Thursday, and we will make the long trek down to Quincy, down through past Lake Argyle and Tennessee and Carthage, and then down to the big city on the river. And the Streaks, of course, have some revenge in that one, although you can't get Massey to talk anything about that, because Galesburg lost to Quincy 54-46 back on the 8th of January, and that was a game in which Quincy came in here having lost 19 in a row in the Western Big Six, but were able to upset Galesburg on the Streaks' home court. And then next Tuesday, a week from next Tuesday, which will be the 17th, We will be at Rock Island High School for the regional, and this regional has kind of taken on a whole different color with the departure of Mynika Warner. The Streaks now will have to be considered, I think, a definite underdog in that game against Geneseo.
Yeah, definitely, Jim. And part of the reason is their inability to score. The two games without Mynika, we're looking at 35 points scored tonight or this afternoon and 36 points scored Thursday evening. And that's from a team that was averaging approximately 46 to 47 points a game. So you take Mynika out of the stretch, and all of a sudden you're really putting yourself at a loss, because you're coming through and you're not having that major scoring option that they had inside, which was pretty much a constant. Now we've seen two back-to-back games, 27 turnovers for the Streaks, and this one, 26 turnovers against Moline. Now, we're talking about two of the better teams in the state, granted, but still, you don't want to be turning the ball over that much against any team, regardless of how good they are.
And last year, of course, when the Streaks went into the regional, they played Dunlap in the first game, and then Rock Island and Geneseo played and as a play-in game, and then the Streaks played, and then Alleman beat the winner of that game, and then Alleman and Galesburg played for the regional championship, and Galesburg ended up losing that game 35-25. And it was Galesburg that was the number one seed last year in the regional. The Streaks had such high hopes because they had beaten Alleman in the last time they had played them. They had beaten Peoria Richwoods at Thanksgiving in the Thanksgiving Classic last year, and then they went and laid an egg in that championship game in the regional and was over. Alleman went then and lost to Richwoods in the sectional, and then Alleman beat Morton, or rather Richwoods beat Morton, and then eventually lost to Freeport, and Freeport went out and finished second in the state. So you kind of see the pathway that the 3A tournament will go, but boy, unless something radical happens, the Streaks will probably end their season a week from Tuesday.
Well, and Jim, the other side of that is you never know how teams are going to come and play in those sudden death kind of games. It's one game and then your season could be over, and the Streaks obviously last year had a tough game against Alleman, and maybe the Streaks will be on the receiving end of a couple of those from Geneseo and potentially Alleman. You can't hope for that. You got to improve your play and just hope that with the improved play, you'll be able to push forward and potentially improve your chances at winning. But the turnovers are going to be the big battle, and putting points on the board are going to be the big battles for the Streaks going forward.
Well, Geneseo is 18-9. They had the victory on Dixon Thursday night, but the big complaint about Geneseo and the teams like Dixon and Sterling and those teams is that they don't really play the same kind of competition that you see in the Western Big Six. And certainly a team like New Trier would run Geneseo out of the gym. But this year, the Streaks being a notch, maybe two notches lower now, Geneseo still looks like a favorite.
Well, and granted, and regardless of the way you looked at it, we had talked a couple weeks ago, Jim, you and I, about the fact that maybe the Streaks should be in the second team in that regional. But regardless of when there's only four teams in it, you're going to play the third team, or in the Streaks' case now the second team, regardless, so it doesn't really matter just as what color jersey you're wearing when you're doing it. On the neutral floor, there's no home court advantage. So the Streaks were probably looking at playing Geneseo no matter how the rankings would have come out, because they weren't the first seed and they definitely weren't going to be the fourth seed as they beat Rock Island twice so far this season. But I think ultimately if the Streaks can get by Geneseo, you set yourself up against a team that's already beat you twice, and the old sports adage is it's tough to beat a team three times in one season.
Our post-game final stats brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson, and Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Streaks, Evan Massey, in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another
another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
We're back. Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. The boys are on the court. They are getting ready for the game. The sophomores are out there shooting, and 55 minutes on the clock before the sophomore game starts. Mike Perry and Jim Lee should be coming in here after their pregame dinner, getting ready for the varsity game. That's going to start an hour earlier tonight. It'll start at 6:30, and they're going up against Blue Island Eisenhower. Did you ever play Eisenhower in high school?
No, I don't. I can't say that I've ever played Blue
Island
Eisenhower.
That's a south suburb, right?
That it is. It is. I've been to Blue Island Eisenhower. My youngest brother played in a summer tournament there, but I've never personally played there.
Eisenhower's 10-10 on the season, so they'll be here in John Thiel Gym tonight against the Silver Streak boys. And again, that's a 6:30 start if you're going to listen to the game, or better yet, come out. The Streaks won last night. The boys beat United Township at East Moline by the score of 49-34, a big second half for Galesburg last night. Just a great game to listen to on the radio last night. I went back and forth and listened between the two stations last night. Just a wonderful game to listen to. And Mike Reynolds, the head coach of the boys, was so excited because it looks like finally his defense that he played and that he's famous for when he coached at Bismarck Henning has kind of come to the forefront, and the Streaks are beginning to look like they could be a formidable team in the tournament. And that boys regional is going to be right here at John Thiel Gym. So the Silver Streak boys beginning to gel a little bit. They're kind of going one way, and the Silver Streak girls in the post-Mynico Warner period are kind of maybe going the other way.
Yeah, and it's going to be one of those things. And realistically, what would help the Streak girls right now is in implementing a real tough defense, because offensively it's been tough for the Streaks to definitely get shots, let alone make those shots when they have gotten them, although Jess Howard shot pretty well today.
She did. Our interview with Coach Evan Massey is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We're joined by the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Coach Massey, we kind of talked. We felt a little better about this game than we did about the Moline game.
Yeah, I mean, I think this game, we're enough better that you can start to look at basketball issues and, you know, start to get concerned a little bit with it. That it certainly didn't start out that way. Of that first quarter was just horrific. And I don't know, do you guys, with your stats, how many shot attempts did we get in the first quarter?
In the first quarter, you had two, both by Sarah Baker, neither hit rim.
Yeah, so we got a couple points on free throws.
Yeah,
with it,
both by
yeah.
Shelby.
Because I, you know, it's kind of a morbid thing, but I've kind of looked at, you know, there was a certain point where, you know, I didn't know how many possessions we had, but I could only remember us having one shot and at the basket. And that first quarter is just, I mean, as far as being able to compete, was just horrible as far as our ability to pass the ball. And it's you know, and it's something that the part that's tough is we had some troubles early in the season as far as taking care of the basketball. But, you know, really it's the part that is frustrating is right now, you know, we're in the last month of the season, and I think we offensively are probably worse than we were in the first month of the season as far as taking care of the basketball. And, you know, I don't know if it's a concentration issue or what, but, you know, that it's that first quarter, you know, we certainly didn't come out. It, you know, you looked like in it that first quarter, it looked like we were playing up a grade level or two, you know, like we were high school kids playing against college kids or something in terms of what they did. But that, you know, that's pretty frustrating.
Well, you had 11 turnovers in the first quarter, and I thought, and we talked during the broadcast, it looked like the New Trier came out and was really over-pursuing those passing lanes. And in the second quarter and throughout the game after that first quarter, once you had been able to have some offensive success, the girls were able to calm down a little bit and make better passes and get Nutrier out of that, those passing lanes.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's the toughest thing. What I said to him at, I don't know, it was halftime or timeout or after the game, that it's all a blur. But, you know, the tough thing is, you know, if we're playing the Sisters of the Poor, you know, if we're playing a single-class team that's won three games of the year, if we're playing a junior high team, you don't have to worry about executing. You can do whatever you want, you know, with it. The problem is you play against a good team like this, that's a game where you have to really execute and function as a team. The problem is the good teams like this, what they do is they get you out of what you want to function and do, and that was certainly the case here, that I thought there was, you know, two examples. One example was that we got a defensive rebound, and when we got the defensive rebound, all four of our players were standing to watch to see how the outlet occurred and things like that. And we got the outlet, but they all stood there. And you know, you can't run if you're going to wait like that. And the second one was, the classic was in the at the end of the first half, we were in man-to-man pressure, and the man-to-man defense was, they were supposed to find their person with their number, and we were supposed to have whoever was guarding the inbounder off the ball. Well, it's a dead ball situation, and in that situation, we had a post guarding the inbound person that was a guard that wouldn't have been there. So my point is simply is that there were a lot of different situations where what we did is our focus wasn't good enough, that, and that's what we got to make sure we get better if we're going to be able to compete with a Quincy, a Geneseo, is it's kind of, in some ways it's sad that lack of execution, if we're playing that Class A team that is 2-25, lack of execution doesn't show up because you overpower. But the same thing, you know, when we're losing to Moline and to Nutrier, that the lack of execution doesn't show up because those little things don't seem really important in a game. And that's, you know, that's where we've got to figure out a way to get that done by the time Thursday and, you know, next Tuesday.
When I talked to Maddie yesterday, she talked about her symptoms being mono-like symptoms. What's the situation with her?
Well,
she said she already had mono.
Yeah, I don't see. She's been very sick, and she played and was sick, and then played and was sick, and I think she could have played today. I didn't talk to her as long as I should have before the game, but when talked to her, that you know she when she's ready to go, and she's a competitive kid, and you know you can tell in her response that she's, you know, chomping at a bit, enthusiastic. And I just kind of read in today that it was one that she was kind of, you know, not sure of herself that way. But, you know, to be honest, of, you know, the priority is she's a kid that we need to get back to 100%. And, you know, maybe hopefully maybe today helps as far as getting a day of rest.
And you see some flashes. I mean, Jamie Johnson in the second quarter got those two hoops in a row. Howard was on fire from the three-point line. She just probably didn't get enough shots.
Right. But, you know, it goes back to what we've got to do we got to be better passing the ball, because it's hard to get, you know, Jessica shots. It's hard to get post player shots. It's hard to get anybody shots when we're not passing any better than we are. And then the second thing is we've got to do the best we can to get, you know, five people on the floor that are a threat, you know, to score or a threat to shoot.
Well, the other thing that we noticed a couple times were defensive lapses. I couldn't tell if it was the girls just missing assignments, but there was a few times that the Nutrier was just able to come straight down the lane on dribble drives pretty much from half court on. And it looked like there was just a failure to pick it up. Was it switching of defenses, or was it just miscommunication?
No, I think that's, you know, an example of execution. I thought 25, I turned to Jackie and I said, I think she's wearing like camouflage outfit, because it seemed like we could never find her at all. And, you know, it's pretty good for a freshman.
Yeah, she's a 5'11 freshman, Maggie Lyon. Well, Coach, we'll see you for the big trip down to Quincy.
Yeah, so, and you know, hopefully, you know, what kind of challenge with the girls with is that, you know, it's basketball is a long season even when you win. and it's a longer season when you lose. And, you know, right now, you know, just challenging them saying that, you know, we've got a lot of kids in the program that we got to make sure down the stretch if there's, you know, kids that are kind of now just out of it as far as lukewarm in terms of their approach. Well, the only way we're going to be able to compete against Quincy and then especially the next week Geneseo and Alleman is we got to make sure we've got, you know, that we get kids out that are still, you know, have a real passion for what they're doing. And I don't think any of our kids have purposely done anything, but I sure think you watch today's game and I don't think that the intensity level as far as or passion that we showed is what's going to be enough to be able to be successful in postseason.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, see you.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. We'll take another break. We'll come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
The Silver Streak Girls Basketball team travels to Quincy tonight. I'm Jim Wyman. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action, beginning with the pregame show at 6:40 here on WGIL.
Looks like we're going to Quincy, buddy.
Well, I hope we can at least wait till next Thursday, because otherwise we'll be down there for a while.
I think some idiot, meaning me, put the wrong date on that. Oh, well. That should be the Thursday game. The Streaks will play Quincy, and then they'll play Geneseo in the regional the week from Tuesday on February 17th. Our Dave's Auto Buddy Crunch Time Player of the Game is Jessica Howard, who had 16 points in the game, including four three-pointers, I should say. She had one in the first quarter, one in the third, and then two in the fourth quarter. They got it back down to, 14 points a couple times, but that was as close as they could get to Nutrier, who led them by 20 at the half.
Yeah, I think that was Jess Howard's best shooting display that we've seen. She was 4-for-7 from downtown, 2-for-3 from inside the arc. And she just seemed to be real aggressive with the basketball, and she was looking for her shot a lot more. And I think that's going to be important for the Streaks going forward, is just looking to take those open shots, because as we've seen, it's been tough for the Streaks to get shots, let alone make them.
Our thanks to Samantha Kay back at the studio for spinning the dials for us today. I believe that's who's back there. She's the one who got us on the air. The sophomores won. Galesburg defeating Nutrier 66-39. They're now 19-5 on the season. And our thanks also to Mike Campbell, the former Silver Streak star, who has been sitting down here talking to a lot of the fans who remember him from the years that he played varsity basketball here at Galesburg High School back in the 1970s. It was great to see Mike and to talk to him again and to see both of his daughters playing in this game. It had to be a thrill for them to be back on the court, playing on the same court that their dad played on back 32, 33 years ago. Our final score, it was Nutrier 53, Galesburg 35. The Streaks dropping now to 12-17 on the season. They remain 4-5 in the Western Big Six Conference, and again, they'll play at Quincy on Thursday. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.